Yes, Facebook marketing, yes, that works, but you need a lot of data. Just like when you're calling people, you're going to be calling a lot of people. You need to be consistent and to be going through tons of data, which Hey, what's going on? This is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. Let's see here. I'm getting a text message here. South Orange that wanted 390 is not motivated. Anyway, I got a few things we're going to talk about today in a few minutes here. I want to talk about 1031 exchanges. I want to talk about a very bad mistake that I made. And I want to talk about a bias list, how to build a bias list in a short few minutes here. There's quite a few things I want to touch on that if you're following me here on this channel or on this podcast, chances are, you know, maybe in one way, form or the other, I may have kicked against this. I may have sounded like I kicked against this in the past. I'm always about smart real estate wholesaling. I'm always about running your business with making it as empirical, as scientific as possible, right? So we're not just throwing muds at the wall hoping that something sticks. Let's see what he's talking about here. It wasn't selling, only selling because we called. Yeah. All right, so a couple of things that we should definitely note here. So in due time I'll teach her how to, this is my partner Shola, my brother, talking here, teach her how to detect this and probably give them a quick offer right there. Yeah, so a lot of times, you know, cold calling, let's talk about cold calling really quickly. You know, I have this on right now because we're going in heavy, we're in beast mode right now, we're going into 2019, and if you're not set up to make the most out of 2019, then that is just so sad. Okay, that is just so sad. A couple of things I've detected over the past 2 weeks. What we've always done is that, at least in the past 1 year, we've had VAs calling and then, you know, doing some deals through that, you know, finding some deals through that, but virtual assistants, but we haven't really gotten on the phone ourselves. Okay, and I really think that's a horrible mistake because even if you're going to use VAs to do your callings for you and things like that, you still want to every now and then jump on and feel on the market and see what is going on. It's a terrible mistake to not know and just outsource blindly, okay? And I detected a few things, but they, you know, they're more of a reminder. There are things I know already, but every now and then you and I will need reminders. And I've been humbled in the past few days just jumping on this call and talking to homeowners, people, potential sellers, leads, even people that are not willing to sell. There's just so much opportunities that you leave on the table when you don't use this tool called a phone. A phone, right? What I am stylishly against is trying to use your manual phone. That's, you're basically setting yourself up for failure because it's very hard to be dialing, you know. But if you're using some kind of speed dialers, some kind of automated CRMs, I'm all about running the wholesale business in a smart wholesale way, because really all you need, you need less than $500 per any given month to really run a full-blown wholesale business. Okay, you need less than $300, to be honest with you, to run a full-blown wholesale business starting with you. Then obviously as you scale out and you have more virtual assistants calling for you, calling those leads for you, then that will cost, every time you do that, cost additional $300-$400 for every new person you hire that will be working at least part-time, right? So that's that. But the first thing I want to tell you is a bad mistake, because it's one of the best way to see the hardest buyers, to detect the hardest buyer that are in the market buying right now, people that are actually buying, okay? People that are actually buying. Does that make sense? People that are actually buying. There's a lot of buyers quote-unquote wholesalers that will never really truly buy in the market. There's nothing wrong with that, but they will never buy themselves from you. However, be mindful they may lead you to your buyer. So that doesn't mean they're not as valuable, even sometimes much more valuable than one buyer. So a wholesaler getting on your, especially reverse wholesalers, getting on your buyer's list can be worth more than just one buyer. A buyer is just one buyer. A buyer can only buy so much, right? So I want you to note that when it comes to buyer. But one of the best ways to build your buyer's list is to actually be prospecting, okay? To actually be prospecting, be calling homeowners, be calling absentee owners, be calling vacant properties, be calling pre-foreclosures. Because amongst that leads, there are some people you could just tell in their voice they don't have time for your BS and your script, and they are buyers. And you just say, hey, are you a buyer? Are you an investor? Hey, let me get you on my buyers list. And there's a way that we do that, and that's some of the stuff I'm going to be training heavily in our back office and the three pillars. Okay, three pillars is all about value, automation, and traffic. Massive traffic. There's data all over the place already, okay? And I'll give you access to data if that's what you want. Automation, I only focus on automation because, again, you position yourself to fail if you're gonna try to do everything manually, especially when it costs you a couple $100, a couple $100, $200 to really automate the whole system, to automate the whole thing, right? All right, so that's something. And obviously traffic, you know, traffic, value, automation, traffic is what three pillars is all about, and that's what I train on the inside. But beyond that, the worst mistake here that I think I've made is staying off of the phone for way too long. Just today, by jumping on the call for about an hour, I spoke to a ton of sellers, you know, sending out a few offers. But more importantly, I added three buyers to the list, okay? Three buyers. How? Because they own property. So when we find phone numbers, when we skip trace phone numbers, we actually find these people. So they are amongst, they're also homeowners. They're not willing to sell, but they're willing to buy. See, people can be on three, that you can find three types of people when you're prospecting: a buyer, a seller, and someone in between. We just hate that you call them. It's okay, all of the above. Bottom line is that there are two of those three that will make you money. Does that make sense? All right, so I wanted to share that with you. As a matter of fact, when it comes to 1031 exchanges, one of them today was like, listen, when I sell, I have a problem. I was talking to him about a property. He said, nah, I don't want to sell. I was like, do you have anything else you want to sell? You know what? Actually, I have a property I may want to get rid of. I was like, oh, okay, tell me about that. He gave me the address. I looked it up real quick. It was like, blah, 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 you know, but he's not looking for, he's looking to sell it retail, obviously, right? And if you have someone licensed to your team, you can get referrals for them all day long from, again, just simply creating a cold calling system, okay? So, again, I'm going to be bringing you into the back office. If you come in the back office right now, you start seeing live session of me and also us training, because when you hire virtual assistants, one of the worst things you can do is to not know how to call, but you're hiring people to call. You're going to be throwing money away, okay? So I like calling, even though I have virtual assistants calling as well too. We do, me and my partner, right? So bottom line here is that you're going to learn how to put deals on the table. The idea is to get money moving. If you get money moving, you'll make money in this game. So he says, you know, I think I have to list it. I checked out the property value at most $215,000. He thinks he'll be able to get $280,000 for it. He knows what he's talking about, because again, there are buyers coming on the market right now because interest rate is going up, so people are trying to rush into the market. Inventory is low, and it's an opportunity. He just texted me his email address and his phone number, and basically he's ended up on my buyers list. And he told me, I actually found out also that some of these cash buyers are willing to pay a lot more than I thought, because they are looking at the market trend right now. So I just wanted to share that with you. If you haven't downloaded the book Smart Real Estate Wholesaling, make sure you download it with the link on the screen, smartrealestatewholesaling.com. Go get that book and come on the inside. It's only $10 a month. Join the mastermind. For $10 a month, you have access to everything I'm doing in the business. You just have access, okay? The book is free, but the mastermind is $10 a month. Just come on inside, take advantage of it. But yeah, I just wanted to share that with you. It was a bad mistake on my part. Yes, Facebook marketing, yes, that works, but you need a lot of data. Just like when you're calling people, you're going to be calling a lot of people. You need to be consistent and to be going through tons of data, which basically serves as the T, the traffic that you need for the business in the three pillars, right? The VAT, traffic, value automation, traffic, value automation, data. Same thing, okay? VAT, VAT, potato, potato, same thing, okay? If you want to learn all about that step by step, just come on the inside and I'll start showing you some of the things that you know you can be a part of the mastermind, and I'll show you what to do for $10 a month. Don't be one of those people that say, hey, when I close my first deal, I spent $10. Okay, as a matter of fact, you deserve to spend $40,000. As a matter of fact, every one of us will spend $40,000 in this game, okay? Either you know it, like it, or not, you're going to spend $40,000, because if you don't educate yourself, you're going to make costly mistakes that will just cost you that much, or you're going to spend that much time in BSing all over the whole place and never really get to a deal because you're wasting time, because you're struggling with spending money. If you have problem coming with that money, or you don't have a present income, just send us a message. We have solutions for that too, so you can come up with that money. The worst thing you want to tell yourself is, "Ha, I can't." Okay, if you read the book Rich Dad Poor Dad, the worst thing you want to tell yourself is, "I can't." Basically, you want to tell yourself, "How can I?" How can I is a question you should be asking. Download the book Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. I was looking for my Rich Dad Poor Dad book. I thought it was somehow here. But anyway, it's probably in the shelf over there. You get the point? Come on inside. I will see you on the next one. And peace.